In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Benton Harbor Area Schools Board of Education has named an interim superintendent for the district. Dr. Kelvin Butts will lead Benton Harbor Area Schools as the board seeks a permanent replacement for Andre Townsell, who leaves July 1st for a superintendent's post in Maryland. Butts is the principal of Fairplay Middle School and will transition to the superintendent's role on July 1st. Board President Deshauna Robinson says the body is confident in Dr. Kelvin Butts' ability to serve as interim superintendent as we move forward in leading the district in achieving the mission, vision, and goals of Benton Harbor Area Schools. She asks the community to continue to fight with Tiger Nation as the school district revitalizes itself. Butts holds a master's degree in teaching and a doctorate degree in educational leadership. He says that he's humbled to receive the appointment. A study is being done by Andrews University, working with Berrien County and Interfaith Action of Southwest Michigan on racial disparities in the inmate population at the Berrien County Jail. The percentage of inmates who are black is higher than the percentage of the Berrien County population that is black. ALPAC's Dr. Larry Feldman tells us the study will look at length of jail stay, whether an inability to make bail is a factor, and more.
We will be looking at the number and types of charges, trying to determine if there is a racial disparity along those lines. There are some national data indicating that on average, people of color receive a greater number of charges.
Sheriff Paul Bailey tells us the study could lead to new programs to help people change their lives.
The county jail, I think we're up at $14 million to operate the county jail. So if this study is going to indicate that there's a need to educate people better and to try to understand why are they committing these crimes, I'm all for it.
Bailey says if the study can lead to programs that help more people stay out of jail, he's in favor of it. Feldman says African Americans are about 40-45% of the county jail population and approximately 14% of the Berrien County population. It's hoped that the Andrews study on the disparity is completed by the end of the summer. When it's finished, the findings will be published. Work has started on an MDOT project on I-94. They'll have lane closures in each direction from around Stevensville to Benton Harbor through mid-November. Also, Pipestone Street under the I-94 bridge has been narrowed down to one lane in each direction. MDOT spokesperson Nick Schirripa tells us there will be more.
There will be some intermittent total closures of Pipestone Road. Obviously, that when you're doing bridge work, sometimes you've got to totally close that road down. And there will be some detours posted. When we do have Pipestone Road totally closed under I-94, northbound Pipestone Road will be detoured on eastbound I-94 to Napier Avenue, back on westbound I-94 onto Pipestone Road, and then southbound Pipestone Road will go the other way.
It's now a tight fit going under the highway bridge on Pipestone. Sherpa says the work is to prepare for a much larger project starting next year to rebuild I-94 from Stevensville to Benton Harbor. The total investment for the project is estimated to be more than $153 million. MDOT has put up a special website just for the work. We have a link to it at our website. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.